Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things. You can watch along on Periscope if you would like. That's up on, I guess, the Fox Sports Knoxville Twitter account. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam, Cody.
I'm doing great, John. It's good to be here. Good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm all right. A little sore.
Heard you had an accident.
I didn't have an accident. I skinned my leg playing basketball last night. It wasn't an accident. It was just me embarrassingly diving on the court for a loose ball in the heat of the moment and skipped my leg. And it was really bothering me when I was trying to sleep last night. It's real tender. I sleep face down. It's on the front of my shin.
Uh-huh.
So when I sleep face down, like, my leg's just getting rubbed by the blank, you know, by the mattress, I guess. It was really uncomfortable. I tossed and turned a lot last night. It's embarrassing. So, I'm almost 30 years old, and I'm diving on a basketball court in a pickup game. Of, like, you know, not like even that, you know, the players are fine, but it's not like we're in high-stakes pickup games. We're just there to have fun, and here I was diving on the court. It was 10-10, and we were going to 11, and I did get the ball, and it did lead to a fast-break layup to give us an 11-10 lead, but then we lost. Anyways.
Well, you tried.
I was trying, yeah. I like to go. I'm out there to exercise, so I'm out there trying to get sweat. So, you know, the ball's there. I ran to get it. And, you know, my scoring still hasn't came back to me. So I got to do all the little things. I got to be the glue guy. I got to be the glue guy out there getting rebounds. Got a lot of rebounds last night. Moving the ball whenever I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Swing it to the other side of the court. And then on defense, I got to be the loose ball guy.
It takes
That's me.
It takes a team.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can be a scorer.
Right. Some of us have to dive on a court.
You really left it all out on the court, you'd say, I guess.
I left a little bit of my skin out there, at least.
Blood, sweat, tears?
Blood was last week when I got my nose busted. This has been an adventurous return to the basketball court for me.
Well, I'd say with the skin up leg, there's probably a little bit of blood residue.
Yeah, probably.
When you say skint up, is that like...
I don't want to pull my jeans up, but it's like my skin got rubbed off of my leg.
Ugh. On the court. The court caused
this. It's... Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of like... I don't know what a skint leg looks like from a basketball court, I guess.
I don't want to pull my leg
No,
up.
I don't want to see
but it.
It
looks like I fell off a bike. It looks like I scraped my knee and fell off a bike.
So, pretty bad?
I mean, it's not that bad, but it's my leg is raw, so like whenever it has contact, it hurts.
Hmm.
So maybe I shouldn't have worn jeans today.
Probably not. Well, then everybody would have to look at
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You could have bandaged
cold
it
lately, but I'm not going to bandage it.
Why not?
I don't know. It just seems a little extreme.
Is that like not a manly thing to do?
It has nothing to do about being a man or not.
Did you not put any Neosporin on it?
No.
Well, you should do that. Neosporin's key.
I might eventually.
I keep a 6-ounce bottle on my nightstand. You never know when you'll need it.
Seems like you could probably put
not
it in your...
Not for that. Not for that.
I hope not for that.
I saw the looks you two.
No, I was laughing about
Neosporin,
this.
Really?
That's not what that look was about. I was just thinking about how absurd it was that you would have it next to your bed, not like in a medicine cabinet in the bathroom or something, or like underneath the sink in a first aid kit.
I think it's under the sink.
Okay.
I think that's actually
what that's
what
the look was for.
I said on my nightstand.
I would hope you're not pleasuring yourself with Neosporin.
You had to make it weird.
You're the one who made it weird, because neither Cam nor I was thinking that.
You gave each other a look and a laugh.
I never looked up at Cam.
I think it's good to keep your competitive spirit, especially at your age.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
I think that diving on the court, I think it's an admirable thing.
It was a game point, and I'd gotten a little bit to an argument with somebody right before it. He walked. He didn't want to admit he walked. But then I was like, what am I doing? I'm arguing with somebody over a travel and a pickup game. But then I had to get the loose ball because it got a little heated. Got the loose ball, but then we lost.
Well, you got your exercise in.
I got my exercise in.
And that's what 75% of it. You know, that's what
still only need. Four games, still only scored 1 point. Yeah. I can't score.
Yeah, well.
My shot felt better. The shots get coming back. The better shape I get in, the better my shot feels. Like, it's no longer just throwing up there and praying. The shot's coming back to where they're rimming out, which is good.
I
did miss a couple wide open layups. Just, I don't know what the hell happened there. But I did hit a game winner.
Did you take a lot of shots?
I'm out there to get shots up. I'm out there to get shots up. If I catch a shot in rhythm from the two-point line, I'm pulling. I'm not going to go out there and not shoot.
So in four games, you'd say you took maybe
40? No, just kidding. Not 40.
I was going to say 12 shots.
That's probably accurate.
12 shots. So, that's probably so accurate. One for 12.
I was thinking 10 shots maybe, but I guess I did miss those two wide-open layups.
So you were like Jordan Bowden out there in a way.
In a way.
Yeah. For you
same
know,
effort
down
level.
Down to scale, of yeah. course.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like my guy was scoring on me. I was playing defense, too.
Yeah. Well, that's key. I mean,
I was moving the ball. Just taking what the team gives me, playing in the flow of the offense.
Again, it takes a team. People forget about passing, rebounding, you know, the fundamentals of basketball.
As Neasy writes in, Draymond Reed. Yes, I was modeling my game after Draymond Green. That is correct.
Well, Draymond Green is a Hall of Famer.
That is true. So that's how I am today. What do you think the story of the day is?
Well, there's a lot of different things we could go with, as with any day on the sports calendar.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what you go with, because here we are just on a Tuesday. Nothing huge last night in terms of, you know, basketball. We're getting the combine talk going now. Joe Burrow spoke about the whole Bengals thing. There was some history made in college basketball, which I feel like's kind of the story of the day.
History, huh?
Yeah.
In college basketball?
Yeah.
What, like the lowest viewing numbers ever?
No, it's just, I mean, it's women's basketball, but it's all of college basketball.
Oh, yeah, Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah, I think Ionescu becoming the first ever Division I player to have 2,000 points,
oh, wow.
1,000 assists, and 1,000 rebounds.
Going to lead with that?
Well, I think that's the story of the day.
Wow.
Simply because it ties into, I mean, she was just speaking at Kobe's memorial earlier that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she was close with Kobe. She was close with Gigi. You know, she went and gave a speech and then later flies back to Stanford against the number, four team in the country, number three team in the country. It was a 3-4 matchup. I don't know who was on what side.
Mm-hmm.
But then she goes out there and drops another big triple-double and becomes the first player ever with 2,000 points, 1,000 assists, 1,000 rebounds. To me, that's kind of a cool story. And then you had, I mean, just the serendipity of Kobe, you know, hovering over the night as Bradley Beal went out and dropped 50 points again and became the first player to drop consecutive 50-point games since Kobe did it.
Yeah.
Back, and, you know, over, and, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Did it on 224, which is Gigi and Kobe's number. I think that's kind of cool.
They're still making those connections.
Well, I think that one's pretty cut and dry. It's February 24th. She wore number 2. Kobe wore number 24. That one seems kind of cut and dry. Which I don't know. Is that why they did the memorial? Maybe that's why they did the memorial that day. It seems like that would make sense.
I don't know.
I think it's cool that on Kobe's memorial, a woman who went and spoke at the memorial because she was close with Kobe and close with Gigi went out and made history. And then I think it's cool that someone in the NBA went out and did something that hadn't been done in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
That Kobe was the last person to do. And then even if you want to keep it going, Jeremy Lamb went to the free throw last night, hit 2 free throws after tearing his knee up.
And
like Kobe did with his Achilles. So I think that's pretty cool.
And if you want to keep making the connections, Joel Embiid, he put up 49 points on the Hawks.
Okay.
And he plays for the 76ers. 76 minus 49 is 27. And you take 3 more off that and you got Kobe's number.
I would have just gone with like Kobe's quote unquote from Philadelphia.
That works too.
That's probably what I would have gone with if I was trying to make.
He's from LA. He's from LA.
He claims Philadelphia kind of as his American hometown, so I would have gone with that probably.
That works too.
But either way, the 49 minus 24 is 27, and I don't even think that's right. I think 49 minus.
No. I said he plays for the 76ers, and 76 minus 49 is 27.
Okay.
And then you take three off that, boom, Kobe's number. So, you know.
Yeah.
If he had scored 52, it would have worked perfectly.
You don't have to be a jerk about it.
I'm not being a jerk about it.
Any real Lakers fan would not be doing this.
I'm not being a jerk. It's just, yeah, you're being a jerk. I mean, every time somebody scores 24 points, they
had nothing
that's all I'm
to do.
Saying.
It had nothing to do with him scoring 24 points. It had everything to do with this girl goes up after speaking at Kobe's memorial.
Right.
And does something historic.
And it was
a big game. I mean, think that's pretty cool.
I mean, she was pretty close to the record.
She wasn't that close. She had to get like 10 rebounds last night. It's not that close.
It's cool that she did it on yesterday. It's cool.
That's all I'm simply saying. That's a pretty cool day. That's a pretty cool story.
It's cool, yes. It's a little bit of just a coincidence, I think, but cool. Cool.
Where do you think coincidences come from?
Thin air.
What's in the air?
They just...
What's in the air?
Just coincidence.
What's in the air?
If you had worn a red shirt today and I had worn a red shirt today, it would be a coincidence. We would not have planned it. You remember when we wore our Game of Thrones shirts on the same day? We didn't plan it. You're over there looking like Arya. I had on my Cersei shirt. And we didn't plan that. It was just coincidence.
To be a bandwagon fan, you always back the losers.
What do you mean?
Rocking your Cersei shirt. Loser.
Cersei wasn't a loser.
Yeah, she was. She died.
Well, at the end, she lost the game. Well, at the end,
to be a bandwagon fan, you really don't know how to pick them. Dodgers, losers. Bears and Rams, losers.
The Dodgers are a very, very good team. At the end of the day, I mean, Cersei had a run. She had a reign. A reign of triumph.
I mean, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. That's big. That's a big night.
I mean, just because you look. I mean, if Kobe's service yesterday taught us anything, it's that at the end of the day, we all lose. At the end of the day. You know,
that's
so
not true.
I think
if you watch the memorial, you would see that you could win by living a good life and having people respect you, which is something that in this scenario Cersei could not say. So I think it goes
she
further
had
to
me.
Prove, goes further to prove my point. I thought the memorial was pretty cool. I thought Michael Jordan, which we don't see Michael Jordan speak that often, right? Like for him to be the most famous athlete of the last 40 years, right? And is that fair to say that Michael Jordan is the most famous athlete since Muhammad Ali?
Probably.
Like, you know, obviously none of us were alive when Muhammad Ali was there, but I feel like Muhammad Ali was probably bigger than life when it came to the sports landscape. But I feel like since Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan's been the biggest.
Probably.
Either, and despite him owning a team and sometimes being at basketball games, and despite him being, you know, a billionaire working hand-in-hand with Nike, I feel like we don't hear him talk very often. Which makes moments like yesterday special when he's up there crying over Kobe and then is able to deliver the one-liner about how now they're going to have a new crying meme that he's got to deal with for the next 4 years.
It's funny because he recognizes it.
Well, he has to recognize it. He's not that old. He's got strong boomer energy, but he's not that old.
You would think he knows by now.
He has seen the crying Jordan meme, and he says he is tired of it. And he had told his wife he didn't want to have to go up there and cry because he didn't want it to happen again. Maybe it won't happen again because, A, the original is such a classic, and B, comes from an actual sad place where you're crying tears.
Oh, it's going to be a thing. I liked what Shaq said the best.
Shaq was good, too. Both Shaq and Jordan went there and showed their charm and charisma.
I went up to Kobe, and I said, there's no I in team. And he came back, and he said, no, but there's a M-E in that M-F-er.
Mother bleeper.
Yeah.
That I didn't expect nice. Jordan to be more emotional than Shaq. It felt a little weird. I just felt a little, I guess it felt, I wasn't expecting that, but Jordan was a wreck. Talking about his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about the relationship they had. I thought that, I thought all day yesterday was kind of the, I don't want to say the goodbye to Kobe and his memory, but I mean, I feel like it has been put to rest a bit, and there will still be times where he pops up and somebody does something amazing and maybe somebody scores 81 points, or maybe LeBron and the Lakers run to a championship and it becomes a big storyline. Please quit hitting the microphone.
What?
Stop hitting the microphone.
I'm not doing
yes,
anything.
Yes, you are. I'm watching you do it as I hear it in my headphones. I'm watching you do
that
it.
That is not making a noise.
Yes, it is. If you no, put your headphones not. On, you would hear, I swear to God it is.
Yeah, that's you just with your
No, I'm sitting here listening to it in my headset.
That's what I do.
You want to put my headphones on?
No, I don't want your headphones. Maybe you should get some headphones that don't have so much sound. That don't have so much noise canceling in them. Nobody on the radio can hear
yes,
that.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
If I can hear it in my headphones, it's going over the radio.
I do that. That's something
well,
I
stop.
Do. I touch things.
Stop.
All right?
Stop.
Don't tell
get
me
a stress
to stop.
Ball.
Don't tell me to stop.
Get a stress
I touch things. It's what I do. It's fine.
No, it's not.
Just take your headphones off.
No.
You'll be all right.
Quit hitting it.
Nobody can hear
Grow
that.
Grow up.
Nobody can hear it.
Be a professional.
I'm not a professional.
Stop hitting the
I
microphone.
I never claimed to be.
You've lost your high ground.
What?
You've lost your high ground.
What are you
talking
about?
Takes that other people have on the air? You've lost your high ground.
What do I complain about?
We're off and running on Talk Sports. Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. Volunteer. Back on the program, I didn't want you to have to, damper my celebration of a cool basketball night, but whatever. Whatever.
What?
Come on here. I let women's basketball start the show. You put it down. You make fun of it.
I did no such thing.
You talk about Joel Embiid scoring 49 points on my Hawks.
It's a big night for
he
him.
He did. He had a big night.
Yeah.
You know, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to be at an interesting point because Ben Simmons is going to be out a couple weeks. And we already saw what the Sixers looked like without Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, right? And it looked better. Ben Simmons was running around looking like baby Giannis out there trying to do some things. Or like an early LeBron that can't shoot. Because LeBron couldn't really shoot when he first came in either, but he could still do all the other things. Ben Simmons still can't shoot, but he was out there doing a lot of those similar things. They were pretty good. To the point where a lot of people, myself included, was like, if I'm the Sixers, I might start building around Ben Simmons and see what I can get for Embiid this offseason. Last night was the first game without Ben Simmons, and then Joel Embiid went out and went, 12 of 15 from the field? Just completely dominated that game, scored 49 points. Granted, the Hawks aren't necessarily known for their defense, but it was still a really impressive performance for Joel Embiid in Philadelphia without Ben Simmons. As now he's kind of going to be put under the microscope of can you lead a team? And, one night, one pretty good performance from them. I watched a lot of the Grizzlies game, way too much of the Grizzlies game last night as they lost again. They dipped below 500 for the first time in a long time. And they're still holding on to that 8 seed, but it's getting closer. They're now only 2.5 games up over the Blazers, 3 games up over the Pelicans. And the Pelicans play the Lakers tonight. We get our first look at LeBron versus Zion. Or as other people call it, ESPN's wet dream. I only say that half jokingly because I'm looking forward to Zion versus LeBron. That'll be a pretty cool matchup. The Pelicans have been playing really well. Zion has been beasting. The Lakers have won 5 in a row. This should be a really good game, and I'm wondering what the ratings are going to do for it. 8:10 p.m. tip-off. Did you know Zion played LeBron tonight?
No, there's a lot going on tonight. I don't know if I'll be able to catch it. It's at 10?
Yeah.
Can. Oh, yeah, I should be able to do
did
that.
Did you know LeBron was playing Zion tonight?
I did not, actually, but no, that's cool. I'll check it out.
Pretty good TNT doubleheader. You get the Bucks, Raptors at 7:30, which is a really good game, I think. Are the Raptors still on their big win streak? I think they still haven't lost yet, right? Nope, they have. They've won 9 of their last 10, though. And they're playing a Bucks team that went to overtime last night in Washington. That'll be a good game. And then, yeah, we get our first look at Zion versus LeBron. And then you throw in the rest of the baby Lakers who got traded for Anthony Davis. And that's all of a sudden a pretty cool rivalry. And, like I said to start the segment, the Grizzlies are slipping, so this could be a potential first-round matchup if the Pelicans could get to that 8 seed.
I think everybody wants to see that as the 1-8 matchup, too.
Right? I'm going to guess, like, Cam, that Lakers fans don't want to see that.
Yeah, if them, but...
if you're rooting for LeBron, you are not rooting for the Pelicans to get in.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But I think, like, just, like, the casual fan, that's, like, an appealing matchup, especially for a 1-8.
The NBA is rooting for that.
Yeah.
The NBA is rooting for that because as good as the Grizzlies have been, as cool as their story is, as much as we like Ja Morant, Ja Morant ain't Zion. I'm sorry, he's not. Like, Ja Morant should be Rookie of the Year just because he's done it all year. But even if Zion, Ja Morant wins this Rookie of the Year, it's going to feel a little hollow because Zion has hit the ground running, and we all know that if he'd have played maybe 15 more games, he would be winning this award.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just not going to hit enough games, which, you know, that's fine. Ja Morant's going to be good. He's going to be a star. He'll probably be an all-star in 3 or 4 years. But Zion looks ready now, and... a Zion versus LeBron first round series would be, you know, the NBA's fantasy come true. And then that's without even the Anthony Davis going back to New Orleans storylines, the Lonzo, Brandon Ingram going back to LA. LeBron told them they weren't good enough. They wanted Anthony Davis. Maybe we'll get LeVar Ball popping back up. Like, that would be an ideal first round for everyone except Lakers fans and people rooting for LeBron.
You think Zion dunks on LeBron tonight?
Nah, LeBron's not going to test him. He might try to dunk on Davis, or he might get one on JaVale McGee or Dwight Howard, but LeBron's not going to jump with him. I think LeBron knows better. Maybe in the playoffs he would try to block it, but right now I don't think he's going to go up there and try to jump with the big man. You said you're busy tonight? Too busy for Zion, LeBron?
Well, no. If it's at 10 o'clock, I'll be able to watch. I'll probably tune into that at 10.
What do you got on your docket tonight?
Well, the debate is at 8.
The debate's at 8 tonight?
Debate at 8, I believe. 8 to 10, CBS, I think. So that'll be appointment viewing for me.
Okay.
But after that, I'll probably watch the Lakers. That'll be the only thing on, I imagine.
I'm going to set the DVR just in case. I'm going to a concert tonight, but it's at 7:30. I'm imagining I'll be home by 10, but I'll set the DVR just in case because I don't want to miss any of it, as I will for the debate as well.
Which one will you watch first?
Zion and LeBron. I'll watch the debate maybe even tomorrow. Like, I don't need... The debate's not necessarily time sensitive.
You're more interested in Zion, LeBron than you are the debate?
Yes, I am.
The future of our country could be at stake.
I don't think it's at stake tonight.
No, but, I mean, these are important policies and issues that these candidates will be talking about as we move forward in the 2020 election.
I can't imagine this debate's going to be much different than the last debate. It was only a week ago, you know?
Yeah. Well, Tom Steyer qualified for this one. He really
Tom
moves
seems
the
like
needle.
A nice guy. Tom is all about America. If one of these candidates made Tom a VP or put him on the cabinet somewhere, I'd be okay with that. Tom seems like a good guy. He seems like he cares about America and the Democratic Party. But Tom's not going to win. Although Tom did spend a lot of money in South Carolina, so he should, you know, if he can't do better in South Carolina this week, it might be time to call it a night. Tom.
I think we're getting ready for a Bernie versus Trump showdown.
That's why tonight doesn't matter to me, because it seems as if we are headed for a Bernie versus Trump showdown.
Well, I want to see what
we're going to scream about Russia, and we're going to scream about taxes, and it's going to get ugly.
Medicare,
yeah.
Well, I want to see. I want to see what Bernie's confidence level looks like tonight. I want to see if he looks energized, you know? I mean, the guy's 78 years old.
I don't think he's worried about his energy. As he said, you can come and you'll run with me all day, and we'll see who's doing better at the end of it.
Right.
Which is what I used to always tell my dad whenever I would argue about him getting old. He's like, okay, well, get up with me in the morning. Let's go work a full day and see who's better at the end of the day. And he would always win that challenge. So I'm not going to be an ageist. Bernie seems to have a lot of energy. He's doing all these damn events and doing all these damn pep rallies.
Yeah, I know, but 78 is 78.
He seems all right.
He seems like it.
He hasn't worn down yet. He seems like he's only getting stronger. Although there was the whole heart attack thing a couple weeks ago, so who knows?
Heart attack, a couple
months ago.
Who do you think is in better shape, him or Trump?
Bernie, I would say.
You think so?
I would say so.
Trump's younger, but he's a little heavier.
He's not that much younger. He's
like 72.
I think he's 73, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, that's not that much of a difference. But it's like 5 years.
Put it on the board.
He's 72?
Yeah.
I'll put on the board he's not 72.
I don't know if he's 72.
He's not 72. Because I looked this up the other
day. I don't know if he's 73.
73.
Good thing we didn't put it on the board.
No, we did. I said I'll put it on the
board. No, we didn't.
You asked if I want to put it on the board. I said, yes, that's putting it on the board.
We didn't put that on the board. That's not what happened there. Because I started to question myself.
But it was too late. I'd already accepted.
I said, do you want to put it on the board?
And I said, yes, and that means
put it on the board. And then I said, I don't think I want to put that on the board. That was check the tape. That was before we found the information. Check the tape,
because I don't remember you saying, I don't want to put it on the board. But either way, that's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. So, yeah, between the concert, the debate, LeBron, Zion, this is going to be a pretty fun Tuesday night. So I got a couple things in the DVR. Two episodes of Better Call Saul I got to watch. Two episodes. They went Sunday, Monday, double header. Seems a little extreme.
Curb? Did you watch Curb?
I already watched it. Didn't really like this one. Did you like this one?
I wasn't as big on this one either.
I didn't really like this one, to be honest.
I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
Not as much as the last couple.
It's in the bottom fourth of my Curb episodes.
All time?
Yeah. Yeah, just on a snap reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt similar.
Yeah. Zion, LeBron, TNT, tonight. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Joe Burrow made some comments about his future with the Cincinnati Bengals, potentially. We'll give them to you next.
Picking up a six.
Joe Burrow has spoken at the Combine. Talking Cody, we asked yesterday if we thought that he would throw at the Combine and work out. He said, no, he is not doing it. He said, I played 15 games in college, won a national championship. I ain't working out anymore. Joe Burrow made a joke about his hand size yesterday. Joe Burrow, I guess, is grading out. He has the smallest, tied for the smallest, around first-round quarterbacks measured at the Combine since 2008. So I don't know how big of a concern it is. I don't think it's a concern. Joe Burrow doesn't think it's a concern. Patrick Mahomes quote tweeted him. He's like, hey, my hands are small too, and I'm doing okay. But it is kind of wild that he has the smallest hands tied since they started measuring in 2008.
I just don't understand why this is a story every year. There's always the hand stuff this time of the year, you know, and it's just, yeah. are we not over it as a sports society?
I think we should be, but
they're always talking about the hands. It's front page ESPN right now.
Joe Burrow came out and said, hey, I never said I wouldn't play for the Bengals. Says that he is, well, he still didn't really give a glowing endorsement of like Cincinnati or anything, but he was just like, I'm a ball player. Whoever takes me, I'm going to show up. I'm not going to not play.
I'm not going to not play?
Yeah. That's basically just him saying he's going to play.
Yeah, but if you're him and you've got a future that is bound to be good, I mean, I might try to do some maneuvering. You know, to try to get to a place where I could really enjoy myself with all that money.
So you mean like maneuver for just like your life or maneuver for your career? Because I think those two different things are different. But also, I don't think the Cincinnati checks maybe either one of those boxes. However, Burrow does go on to say that he would be 3 hours from home and could go see his family for dinner and that not many pro athletes have that luxury. Yeah. So maybe a small check or a couple M&Ms in the pros.
I don't think you can
section
go
of the what is it called? The two things that weigh each other? The scale.
Pros and cons?
No, the scale, but like I feel like it's called something else. Is it just a scale?
You can just call it a scale, okay. But I think
it has
like
a name.
Term.
Yeah, there's
I think
scientific
it has an official name, yeah. Yeah. Is it a Libra scale? No.
No. It's a
Libra scale. I think I just heard that in a rap song
I forget what it's called.
On my Libra scale. Yeah. Lil Wayne said something about my Libra scale one time.
It starts with a B.
No, it is a Libra scale. Shout out to Lil Wayne. It's a Libra scale. That's what I'm picturing.
That's not what they call it in science class. Starts with a B.
Whatever. You're not taking this win from me. I was right. Shout out to Lil Wayne.
Maybe I'm thinking of a...
Shout out to Lil Wayne. Is it a Bunsen burner? Shout out to Jay-Z. And
Bunsen
shout out...
burners. Yeah, the things you like cook chemicals.
That's
in.
What I'm thinking of.
That's what you cook. That's a burner. It's not a scale.
I'm aware.
Well, are you? Because
I'm
you just thought it was a scale.
I'm trying to think back to science class and thinking of the appliances that were in the room.
I'm picturing a Libra scale. That's all that matters.
You remember those
We got
Kongs?
A Libra scale, and Joe Burrow is putting pros in one and cons in the other, and then we're putting a couple M&Ms or a couple of nickels or whatever you want to weigh. He's like, hey, I could go home and eat dinner with my family. That's worth one M&M.
Do you remember in the chemistry lab, like having those tongs where you pick up the test tubes with the...
Got to be honest. I don't remember much from high school science class other than that I hated it, but that I liked my teacher, but that she was disappointed in me because I really quit trying. Because she taught me freshman year, and I was smart, yeah. And I was trying. But by the junior and senior year of science, like, I don't understand this at all, and I don't want to understand this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a scientist.
Yeah. I really liked basic chemistry, but once you get
to
the
need
harder
it for your
stuff.
ACT score, and she was right about that.
Yeah.
The whole science section on the ACT kicked my ass.
Yeah.
She was right. I don't know anything about science.
How many elements do you think you could name?
Without, like, striking out, is that going to be our quiz today?
Yeah. Ooh, I think that's a good quiz. Who can name the most elements?
I'll pull up the periodic table.
Well, no, is the quiz we're doing just versus each other? Because I don't think I'm going to win, but if you're just going to set a number for me to do.
Oh, just set a number?
For me to do.
30.
Oh.
Nine.
What's 30?
There's like 100 and what? There's 100 and...
I think it's more than that.
I mean, what's a fair number? What do we think a fair number
212? Is that how many there are? I mean,
it's like, I don't know. Oh, it is 118.
Okay,
okay,
I was
going to
say 112 is what was in my mind at first until you said there was a way more than that. Then I went 212.
I was
just thinking the numbers, I think.
Is 30 too low? Would you kill 30?
I don't think I would kill 30. I think I could do it, but I don't think I would kill it.
How about 60?
NBA
players.
I couldn't do 60.
I feel like naming elements.
There were 400 NBA players. There's only 112.
All right, 30.
If we're doing it on a scale, you had to do 60 of 400, so I need to do 25 or so.
30.
30? I'll try to do 30.
You could do
after
30.
The break. I'll try to do 30 after the break.
Do you want
to
do it now?
I wanted to finish the segment and then take a commercial and then we'll do it rather than me awkwardly do it. And then
what are we doing in this segment?
I was talking about Joe Burrow.
Oh, okay.
And saying he was going to go play in Cincinnati.
Joe, yeah. I'm afraid people are going to be telling. Can you put your phone upside down?
The ones they're going to tell me, I'd imagine I would get, but I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know about that.
30.
I bet you could get 30.
Three strikes, or do I get, is it a no-strike system like you had with the NBA
You can
players?
Have a no-strike system. I don't think you're going to, are you going to name an element that's
I'll
no longer an element?
Your strikes too, though, like we kind of did him, but
yeah.
It's not like a penalty.
Yeah. Well,
you're going to name like a retired element?
I don't think so.
Like, I mean, you can have strikes, I guess.
You were naming guys that were in the G League. Like, you're naming Kyle Alexander.
I mean, I got my number.
He's not retired.
Okay, I got my number. We'll see if you can get yours.
So Burrow says he will go play in Cincinnati if they draft him. Says he hasn't talked good about Cincinnati, and he was hesitant to talk about it because he didn't want to be basically setting himself up for failure. He said, that's why I've been noncommittal, because I don't know what's going to happen. Cincinnati might not pick me. They might fall in love with someone else. He said, you guys took that and my reluctance to talk about it as me saying I didn't want to play there, and that's never been anything like that on my end. They said, well, what about you talking about how you had leverage? He said, that just meant I have the ability to go work out and become the number one pick, which I feel like he's kind of lying about that. Also, Tua Tagovailoa. Is that how you said it? Tagovailoa?
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa?
Mm-hmm. Vailoa.
Tua. Tua says he expects he will get full medical clearance March 9th. I don't know if you guys saw the video of him walking to the combine. He had a slight limp going on. Maybe he just walks with a limp. But if you're looking at his hip, you're like, looks like it's not all fully healed. But he says he expects to be fully cleared on March 9th, but won't throw or participate in on-field drills at the NFL Combine. So it sounds like none of these big guys are going to throw or go in any of these drills.
Can you improve anything by throwing? I feel like you only hurt your stock by throwing.
The top guys for sure.
Like, if you're Joe Burrow and you're going number one.
He doesn't do any measurables. He doesn't have to do anything. He's the first non-quarterback taken off the board.
if you're Joe Burrow, you know you're going number one. I mean, why even mess with it?
I don't know if you know you're going number one overall, but you're going number one quarterback. Like, Cincinnati could say, hey, I want Chase Young. They could. I don't know if they will, but they could. All right, I'll try to name some elements coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hops and Hollers is your destination this time.
During the commercial break, I tried to get my list going to help because writing things down helps me, and this is not happening. We're not doing 30. We're not doing this segment. I'm not coming close. 30, way too high.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why I thought I could do 30, because I openly acknowledge I am very, very dumb when it comes to science, and the periodic table is a part of science, and I didn't pay attention to that in class.
Could y'all do 30 combined?
No.
I bet we could get
unless Cody
combined.
Can do 25. I feel good about 8. I got to number 8, and I said, oof.
I'm at 13 right now, and I'm starting to kind of,
I got copper. Is copper one?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Potassium?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't have that one.
Okay.
So call it 14.
Gold?
Yeah.
I had that one.
Iron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oxygen?
Yep.
Hydrogen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Helium?
Yep.
Right.
Is zinc one?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't have
and
that
that's
one.
All I got.
I didn't have that one. So
I got to 8, and I was like,
come on, you got more than that.
I might be able to eventually, but not on the spot, and I got really down on myself, and I was like, this is stupid. I'm not playing anymore. I turned the game off.
I'll give you a hint. Name more medals.
Yeah, we're at 15 combined so far. Neon,
aluminum.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. I've also got manganese.
Yep.
Magnesium?
Magnesium.
Yep. Is manganese and magnesium different?
Okay. They're different. And chlorine, argon, neon.
I had argon, but I deleted it because I was like, is that right? Or am I confusing it with the TV character? And then I put erase the G and I made Aron. I was like, that doesn't look right, so I deleted all of it. So argon, I would have gotten that one.
Carbon, silver.
Yep.
So we're at 16 combined.
Yeah.
Platinum?
Yeah. Or I said yes, but I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like platinum's on there, but
now we're at 17. If we could think of some more, what are some more gases?
I don't think platinum's one.
It is. I just put it in. Oh, okay. It's number 78.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Next to gold.
This is kind of embarrassing because I really thought I could have got 30.
I don't know why I said I thought I could, but
name more medals, y'all know some more medals.
That's making it worse whenever you keep saying name more medals because like it took me a while to think of aluminum.
We should know more medals.
You should know more medals.
Diamond.
That's not
I know
a
that's not a metal, but I know it's not a metal. But are like diamonds,
diamonds
and rubies
made out of carbon?
Is rubies any? No.
Not gems.
You're getting like to the
no gems.
They're made out of.
You're getting to like the little what is it called?
Steel.
Your luster or whatever it is.
Steel is a blend of metals. So
yeah. All right, so we got aluminum, copper, zinc,
gold, silver.
All the metals are right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Bronze.
Bronze is not. I think bronze is a blend as well.
Yeah. There's more metals.
Strongest metal. Strongest
There's
metal.
More metals we should
Titanium.
Get.
Titanium.
There you go. Boom. There you go. We're at 18.
And the Wizard of Oz, the guy is made out of?
10.
10?
Yep. Okay.
I feel like we shouldn't take hints like that.
I'll take them.
You try to think metals and I'll think more gases.
The metal that's a liquid. Y'all know that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Silver Surfer. Isn't he liquid?
He can.
Isn't the Silver Surfer? Can't you melt him down? This is really stupid.
I'm trying to think of like
times like this makes me think that I'm in the right line of work because I don't know much about anything else. But it makes me feel so insignificant. Of like all I know about is like sports and some movies. I've been paying attention to the elections. Maybe I'm getting a little smarter politically, but I'm really getting further and further away from like book knowledge. And I don't have any kids, but every now and then I'll see people tweet about helping their kids with homework. And I'm like, man, if I couldn't help my kids with homework, I'd feel like such an idiot. But I'm quickly getting to that point where I'm not going to know anything to help anybody with any homework.
We got to try to think of what things are made out of.
Yeah, that's
think of like things and what they're made out of.
Think of radioactive stuff too.
Like, okay, uranium.
Yeah.
I feel like Cam's giving us too many hints. we got 20. I feel like what's in a Febreze can, you know? I bet
is that Krypton one or am I?
Yeah, I think yeah.
Krypton.
Yeah, yep.
There you go.
Okay.
21. Okay.
All right.
Y'all getting there.
All right.
potassium. What's something that's like potassium?
Yeah, there's one right next to it that's super similar.
Right. Calcium.
Calcium. Nailed Good it. Job by you. I was trying vitamin D. Is vitamin D one? No. No.
Zyrtec.
Or nah, as some people say.
Sodium. That's Ooh. The one I was thinking of earlier. I was thinking of the symbol sodium.
Good one, good one, good one, yeah. And I already got chloride, so we got salt.
Did you get chlorine? Is chlorine one? No.
Chlorine. Yeah, I got
chlorine is one?
Yeah, we got that one. I was thinking like pool chemicals. Yeah. What, think chemicals. Like, what are we missing? I mean, there's so many things.
Missing a few.
A few? Are we missing some obvious ones?
Sawdust?
There's a couple recognizable
sawdust.
Names.
I feel like...
You're missing some like gases.
Yeah, I know we're missing batteries. Gases. Acid.
Copper.
We got copper. I feel like...
Where are we at on the number?
Lithium. Lithium. Lithium.
Lithium.
Yeah, there's one.
Good job.
I feel like we
Did you
should...
get zinc? I already got zinc.
Yeah, we got zinc. I feel like we should know more because we got like... We should know element four, right, Cam? What is
yeah,
number
element
four?
Element four. I feel like they teach you the first 20, right?
Yeah.
Four is kind of a harder name. Okay. You should know like 5 through 10, though.
Alkaline.
And you're...
Alkaline
That's a type
seems...
of metal.
Oh, no.
You've named... I think three of the 5 through 10.
Do you think most people can do this?
Name 30?
Yeah.
Probably not that.
Most people can't name 30,
that.
Right?
We're about to get 25.
Yeah, you're at 24.
We're going to get it. It's going to come to us.
Do you think most people could do this? Like, do you think there are people driving around in their car yelling at us? Like,
they
I'm
probably
sure
know a couple.
I'm sure there's a couple that they
Mercury.
Know that they're yelling.
Mercury.
Yeah, that's the metal. It's a liquid.
Good
yep.
one.
25.
Mercury.
Let's think planets. Venus, Saturn.
Uranium?
We got that
Nailed
one.
Nailed that one. But Damn. There's another planet one.
Another
Jupiter, planet.
Jupiter. Plutonium?
Yep.
Plutonium.
I feel like knowing comic books might help. Like the Krypton. Is that like what kryptonite? I don't know. I feel like
it's
similar.
It's similar, but it's
yeah.
kind of, yeah. But.
Plutonium. I feel like there's in some comic books every now and then.
I mean, water is
put sulfur?
H2O.
Nope.
No. No, there's one.
I feel like somebody falls into sulfuric acid every now and then.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Sulfur. Isn't there something like sulfur, too? There's like a...
It's all in the same area, stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's some bees. Borine is or something like that?
Borine sounds
close,
right. Type it
close,
in.
Close. Close. You're super close.
I was about to say peroxide.
Eye.
It's not peroxide, but...
get rid of the eye.
Parasite. Parasite.
Boronium. Borane. Borane.
Get rid of the onium.
bromine?
Just bormine, right?
Isn't there something called bromine?
Is there bormine?
Boron.
Boron?
Boron, yeah.
Boron.
Like that's
moron.
A gas.
It's number
that's
five.
A gas.
More like moron.
Moron.
Yeah.
That's the boron gas.
It's not
yeah.
really a gas, but
bromine,
it's
isn't
five.
That a thing?
Bromine's what I said.
I got bromine.
Bromine's right.
It's a
All
thing.
Right, another one for me.
Sweet.
Where are we at, 27?
We're at 29.
Oh, wow, yeah. We see one more.
We're making our way
there's
here.
There's one named after the state of Tennessee. I don't think y'all get it because I don't think it's like a common name.
Yeah,
but there is one named. Oh, yep, there you go.
Yeah.
What is it?
Tennessee. But I feel like Cam gave us
how
all
do
the
you,
answers.
How do you spell that?
I think it's just like Tennessee except the
I-N-E
instead of the E.
End,
yeah,
yeah,
instead of the double E's, it's I-N-E.
Oh.
It's pesticide. Pesticides.
Y'all, I thought y'all would get fluorine. I mean, you know. Toothpaste.
Yeah,
yeah, we should have got that one.
Didn't hear nitrogen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. How did we miss on nitrogen? That's one of the most common.
That's the one people are probably screaming at their car.
That's our biggest miss.
Yeah.
Isn't our body mostly nitrogen?
The atmosphere is
mostly
nitrogen.
Or the atmosphere, yeah.
Our body's mostly water.
Yeah.
Did y'all say iron, right?
Yeah, I said
iron. We got iron.
Cobalt, nickel.
Didn't say nickel.
We should have got cobalt and nickel.
Bromine was one, yeah. Radon, xenon.
Radon, xenon. Well,
yeah.
Radon I should have gotten. Xenon, no.
Lead.
Lead. I feel like we would have gotten them all eventually.
All 112?
Yeah.
I think you're at least 100, I would say.
118.
You know, we gave ourselves a time limit because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
But we definitely would have gotten at least 100.
Can't just sit here and do this all day.
Sure, sure. I wonder how the audience perceived that. I mean, I'm sure it was pretty boring. And it wasn't very good radio to do an hour one of a lunchtime show, a lunchtime sports show. Like maybe we should have waited till hour two or three on that. But people did say they wanted more quizzes. I don't know if they meant like more sports quizzes or stuff like that. But
Sean says, good quiz today.
Okay.
He said him and his son did this a few weeks ago. He got 37.
Whoa. Oh,
shout out, Sean.
Humble brag.
His son got 80.
Wow.
But his son's 15.
And his son's been
He's probably
that's
in.
His son's studying it, but that's really good.
That's Oh,
that's
yeah, it's 80 awesome.
80 out of 118.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Come on. Round of applause for Sean's 15-year-old son. Big brain on Sean.
He's probably Big taking brain on chemistry.
Yeah, I would say he is. I mean, I'm sure he's not doing it for fun.
Yeah. I miss basic chemistry.
I do not. I hated all of the
sciences. Did you not like any of the mixing stuff?
Arsenic.
I have never, by the way, happy birthday to Bear. I have never liked any science, ever. Ever.
How'd you think of Bear just then?
I was just thinking about Bear.
Arsenic.
Because Cam said arsenic? Yeah. I was like, is that what made you think of Bear?
Yeah.
Silicon and phosphorus.
I should have gotten phosphorus.
We would have gotten so many with more time. We would have gotten to at least...
If you just put us in a room with no radio, just us vibing in there, we would have gotten them.
We would have gotten to 40 eventually.
We definitely did better than like the other shows would have done, for sure. Yeah. So as they challenge us to basketball, like get the brains out, let's go.
I mean, we would have beaten like the drive for sure, and the blitz and overtime
and talk sports.
Three
and 3-0.
They would have been the second best though. Nate's pretty smart. Like Nate and Houston combined working on it with Billy and Davey, the nerds, they'd probably be tough to beat there.
I can't beat anybody at science. I was just kind of joking there.
Oh.
I don't think we would have done the best. We didn't do very good.
I feel good about us. We would have been second.
Okay.
I think the average IQs of the other shows besides 3 and out are pretty low.
I don't think that has anything to do with IQ, though. That's just memory retention.
Yeah, well, that too, though. I mean,
yeah,
like between the shows besides 3 and out, I feel like, yeah, no problem. The drive wouldn't have gotten 10. Imagine them working through that on the air.
I feel like I'm Jeff Foxworthy or something on a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Don't feel bad.
Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 on deck. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.